next item is Edward J. Troyce, Sr., trustee, two lots and 50-foot easement on Road 266 New Road.
This project was also previously submitted as a sketch to in your packet previously. Request to subdivide 1.874 acres into two parcels with access from a 50-foot easement. The owner proposes to create the easement over an existing entrance and roadway. Both of the parcels will contain 9,300 of an acre. The request can be approved as submitted, or an application for a major subdivision can be required.
Do you have a copy of that sketch for me?
Yes, sir. I think I do.
I'm not sure that these packets, did anybody get copies? Yeah, I know Shane emailed stuff.
Mine was emailed.
Yeah, but with not with the drawings, though.
The lots, there's 173 by 465, and they're creating a lot to the rear with a 50-foot easement over existing driveway.
New road. Outside Lewis.
Mm-hmm. How do you pronounce it?
Troux.
By Nassau.
Troux.
The French.
Troux.
They said, must be part of that wine.
I like Troyce.
Troyce.
Yeah.
That a menage a Troyce.
I don't think so. No.
It's two lots.
Two lots, not a...
No, that's two lots, not a three.
Chairman, my motion is for approval of Ed J. Troyce, Sr., trustee, for two lots and a 50-foot easement on Road 266 New Road.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve two lots and a 50-foot easement on Road 266 New Road for Edward J. Troyce, Sr., trustee. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Okay, gentlemen, referring back to our public hearings, conditional use number 1889, Robert A. Marshall. Mr. Johnson, how do you plead?
I plead guilty. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 1889 for Robert Marshall for a landscaping service business based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. This use evolved from the existing maintenance and landscape operations of the Old Landing Golf Course and is a continuation of that use. No new building or activities are proposed as part of this use. The continued use for landscaping operations will not have an adverse effect on roadways or neighboring properties. DLDOT and the County Engineering Department have no objections to the use. Several neighbors appeared in favor of the application, and no parties appeared or expressed opposition. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, as stated by the applicant, no new building shall be constructed. B, all equipment servicing and repairs shall occur inside the existing buildings. C, any material storage shall be stored in bins or other containers. Location of these shall be shown on the final site plan. D, fertilizers and other chemicals shall be stored inside the structures or in approved outdoor tanks or containers. E, the location of all parking areas shall be shown on the final site plan. F, the final site plan shall be subject to the review of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. And I want to pause here in my motion, because one of the things we talked about, or Mr. Smith addressed, was soil conservation review because of the buildings there and the impact. Is that something the commission would like to include? Because you even asked them, would they mind?
Mr. Crouch said he had no objection to that. Reason why I thought there were 14 lots in proximity to this, that if there was some runoff caused by, say, those temporary dumpsters they had on site where they were storing things, as well as that building.
The big building they built, too. Yeah.
They may already have an approval, or the Conservation District may just carry in a letter of no objection to its site plan as it exists. But it's not, it won't be a problem getting a response from the district. So no problem making it a condition.
Okay, and as agreed to by the applicant, they will obtain approval from the Sussex County Soil Conservation District or letter of no objection. Thank you. And they weren't proposing any retail stuff, so I think we're good there. I'm done.
Second. It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1889, Robert A. Marshall, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was conditional